I thought I was completely off the hook today, and then Margaret reminded me that she'd like me to give a devotional leading into our time of getting up and sharing our thankfulness for the year. And so I wanted to tell you a quick story about a couple of guys. They were wandering through a field, and they came onto a bull. And the bull got really mad at these guys because he was in their area, or they were in his area, and so they take off running towards the fence. And the bull takes off right after him. And they realize that they're not going to make it. And so one of the guys yells to the other one, "Quick, throw up a prayer." And the other guy says, "I can't. I've never prayed in public in my life." And the guy says, "Just pray anything." And so the guy thinks, and he remembers the prayer that his dad used to say at mealtime. And so he says, "Lord, for these things we're about to receive, we give thanks." That story reminded me of a quote that I heard one time from Meister Eckhart, and I'm going to have Isaac put it up on the overhead. He says that if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that would suffice. And I thought, man, what better quote for today? The day that we come together and share those things that we're thankful for in our lives, those blessings that God pours out on us that maybe sometimes we overlook. Maybe sometimes we forget to say thank you for those little things in life that God blesses us with. I was recently challenged by a friend of mine. I'm a social media nerd. I have a Twitter account and a Facebook account and things like that. And I follow this guy on Twitter, and he puts a lot of quotes from theologians and people that are a lot smarter than me a lot of times. And one time he just wrote, "What if the only thing that we woke up to were the things that we said thank you for yesterday?" And I thought, man, how challenging is that? And then I started looking in Scripture, and I came across Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. You might recognize this as the time that Jesus heals the 10 lepers. And so I'm just going to read that account to you and then just give a short, this is really hard for me because I'm a pastor at heart, and I really wanted to bring out, you know, like several points and really bring this thing home. So I really held back. So I'm going to, if I get too long, just give me the look and I'll stop. But so Luke chapter 17, starting in verse 11. "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, 'Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?' Then he said to him, 'Rise and go. Your faith has made you well.'" In other translations, he says, "Your faith has made you complete," or "has made you whole." Now, the one thing that I want to draw out of this morning, because there are several, but I really want to get this one out there, is that Jesus deserves our gratitude. Jesus deserves to hear the words, "thank you," from our mouths. Not just for big things that he does, not just when he brings healing to someone that maybe is beyond hope, or when he brings order to a house that's out of control, or when he does these great things that we would consider miracles. That's not the only time that he deserves our thanks. He deserves it each and every day. And maybe no other time than this morning reminded me of that in such a great way, because as Louis Giglio was showing all these great images of the galaxies that surround the Milky Way galaxy, which by the way is just enormous, and he tried to show us where our solar system would be, and I think the analogy he used was that if the solar system were the size of a quarter, help me remember, what would the galaxy be? It's huge. I can't. The continent of North America. If our solar system, not just Earth, our solar system, the sun and the planets that go around the sun, were the size of a quarter, then our galaxy alone, just the one galaxy that we live in, would be the size of North America. And there are hundreds of galaxies in the known universe. God deserves our gratitude, because he's this enormous God that breathed everything into creation, and he cares about you and me. He cares about the things that we care about. The things that trouble us trouble him. The things that bring us joy bring him joy. He desires to know us so deeply that he came to earth in human form lived here, and then went to the cross. And the last image that Louis Giglio showed to close his talk, he says, this image will just blow your mind, and I can't even set it up, and it was a picture of Jesus on the cross. So as you prepare your hearts, hopefully you've been doing that already, but if you haven't, even in these moments, as you prepare your heart to come up and give thanks to God for those things that he's blessed you with this year, for those things that maybe go unnoticed, think about that. Think about the God of the universe, the creator of the heavens and the earths, the vast expanse of the universe, some of the corners that we'll never even know in our lifetime and maybe ever. God made that, and he cares about you. The things that bless you come from him. And like Anne reminded us this morning, maybe even some of those troubling things that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, some of those things that we don't completely understand, are God at work because he loves you and me. And the final thing that I want to close with is that when he says to this Samaritan, the other nine were Jewish, by the way, so they had a more full, more complete understanding of God. But this Samaritan, the foreigner, that thank God was made whole, was made complete. Part of our salvation, one major component of our salvation, is being thankful. Is understanding that we can't do it by ourselves and having the faith to say, God, I trust you. I'm thankful for this gift that you offer me because I know that it's not possible to achieve this without you. See, thanksgiving is directly related to our faith in God. Because if we don't have faith, we can't be thankful. If we don't have faith and we think that, yeah, God could do it, but if I really had the time or the energy, I could probably do it myself. That's not thankful. Thankful is understanding how small and insignificant we really are, but how much God truly cares and loves for us, and trusting that, man, he can do it for me because I can't do it on my own. So that's what I have this morning. Let me offer a prayer, and then I'm going to invite up Siler and who's going with you? Ashlyn, and they're going to talk about one of the four things that we're supporting this morning, and I think we've got videos and other things to kind of lead into that time, and then we'll open it up to sharing. So let's pray. Father, we do thank you this morning. As Meister Eckhart says, if that's the only prayer we ever pray, that would suffice. That would be good enough. And so, Lord, that's our prayer this morning. Thank you. Thank you for the many things that you're doing in our lives, the many things that you're doing in this church. Lord, we've seen amazing things happen in the last 15 months that I've been here. And Lord, it's not me, it's you. Lord, I thank you that you're a huge God that cares about us deeply. And Lord, we thank you for these four ministries that we're able to support this morning, that we're able to give a small part in the mission that you've called them to. And Lord, I pray that you continue to challenge us each day, continue to help us look deeper into our relationship with you and to see more and more that really there's nothing that we're doing that makes a difference. It's all about you. And without you, we would just fall away. So Lord, as we prepare to give thanks this morning in front of the rest of our fellow believers here at Bangor Liberty Friends Church, I pray that you just truly bless us with hearts of thanksgiving, Lord, that when we come up and share, our words would be words of worship to you, words of praise to your majesty and the things that you've done in our lives. And we'll give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.